for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
I'm serious too. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. Good morning, Tedline. Wow. I tell you what, this morning is very kind of special to me. And the reason it's special is because you might want to have your anointing oil handy this morning and some paper towels. Because I got to find out where California mission is. I don't know where they are right now, but I know they're in God's hands, so I know they're safe and all is well. But when I see Monica sign in, I'll know, find out where they are. They left yesterday heading back to California. Praise God. And when they get back to California, or maybe, I don't know, I'll ask them to give you a report, however the report is. And then the question is, will you believe the report of the Lord? But look, I always pray when people leave. And I always kind of do the cleanup work when they leave. The residue and what is left in the spirit to be done, I do that after the people leave. And so much happened. And while they were here, it's all good. It's all God. Better than good, it's all God. So Father God, this morning, help me to do this assignment that you gave me. And help it to benefit somebody on this line, be it the first shift, the second shift, or the third shift. I want to ask you to do something else too. I want you to get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen as we go through this one, because in actuality, God gave me this to do for me. And he said to me, you know, he said, well, I might as well get on in it since I'm starting. I want you to get a piece of paper and a pencil. I want you to put some anointing oil on a paper towel, or if you don't have nothing else, you can use some toilet tissue, a napkin, whatever you got. Whatever you got, it'll work. The Holy Ghost told me last night, I prayed myself to sleep. Then I woke up, and the Holy Ghost said these words: I want you to cut off some curses. I said, okay. Cut off some curses? He said, yeah. He said, I need you to cut off some curses. I said, specifically, he said, well, our lingering curses that have been invoked by Christians. I said, okay. He said, so I need you to cut those curses off. And then I put today myself. So I need you to cut those curses off. And I need you to pray that prayer to stop demons from following. You know the prayer? Stop demons from following. He said, you haven't done that in a long time. You haven't stopped those demons from following. He said, now I want you to cut off some curses today. So I want you to get your anointing on. I want you to anoint yourself. And then I want you to have a pencil and a paper, because as I cut those curses off of me, those Christian curses, they're going to come off you too. And I want you to keep this prayer handy, because I only have to do this about once a year, once every 2 or 3 or 4 years. When I've been around a lot of unlearned people, people that don't aren't learned in the spirit realm. So this morning, my key scripture is Proverbs 26, in the name of Jesus. I want you to anoint your head, back of your neck, in the name of Jesus, your own. I want you to anoint your feet, the top of your feet, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And anywhere you hurt, anywhere on your body that you have physical pain, in the name of Jesus, I want you to anoint it this morning. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Jessica, I don't want all of that. I don't want all of this. I want Proverbs 26, 1 through 3. Proverbs 26, 1 through 3. I want you to say this one, and Holy Ghost, help me. Cut these curses off me today, if they're on me. So they might not be troubling you, but the Lord say, cut them off me. Cut them off, period. So let's get going. Anoint yourself again. Anoint your forehead, back in your neck. Anywhere you have pain in your body, I want you to anoint that area. Anywhere you have trouble, I want you to anoint that area too. You know, like if you have trouble with your sight, anoint your eyes. If you have trouble with your hearing, anoint your ears. Anywhere you have trouble, I want you to anoint that. And I'm going to go right through this prayer. God gave it to me as a prayer. And I want you to anoint your lower back, as much of your spine area as you can in your lower back. Praise God. I'm gonna get started right now. Proverbs 26, verses 1 through 3. As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. And as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. So the curse go! Thank you, God. Starting it already. So the curse causeless shall not come. Father God, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I ask you to quicken me and lead and guide me in this prayer. Now I want you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 7. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. I ask you to get that piece of paper. I'm going to tell you right where to, when I stop, what to do. Lord Jesus, I believe that on the cross, you took upon yourself every curse that could and would ever come against me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to destroy every curse that is on me and us currently, on my and our children, grandchildren, both naturally and spiritually. Now, I want you to write down the name and the name of whoever you want to include in this prayer. If you have a daughter or a son or a husband or a wife, grandparents, aunt, uncle, that you want, or in yourself. I said, Lord Jesus, I ask you to destroy every curse that is on me and us. So you write down those names real quick. Only name I'm going to put, I want my sister and my relatives. I did this, I typed it about 1 or 12 or 1 or 2 this morning sometime. I don't know what time it was. Write those names down. Of course, I want the people here, Brother Joe, Jose, each and every one of you, those that have been here in the past, and those that are coming in the future. Okay. Do you need a little bit more time? I can always put a song on. So, Lord Jesus, I ask you to destroy every curse, including those whose names are on each one of these pieces of paper. Every Tedliner that has ever been a Tedliner, I include them in this prayer. And according to your will, Lord Jesus, I ask you to break and destroy any curses, ungodly soul ties, unholy alliances, any unrighteous agreements that I or we have entered into. Lord Jesus, I ask you to destroy any evil, ungodly, witchcraft effects and side effects and residual effects. I ask you to destroy any influences or any stings or any transference of any spirits operating behind any curses that may have been put on me or us, that may have been placed on me or us, that may have been declared over me or us, decreed over me or us, or anyone that I have ever prayed for, including their children, grandchildren, marriages, homes, cars, trucks, offices, properties, real estate, buildings, businesses, and ministries, and finances. I ask you to do this in the name of Jesus. And according to Deuteronomy 37, and the Lord God will put all these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you this morning to destroy the power, influence, acts, deeds, seeds, and roots of any witchcraft prayers, charismatic witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, ungodly soulish realm prayers, the side effects, residual effects, influences, or stings, or arrows of any witchcraft prayers, charismatic witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, ungodly soulish realm prayers, about me, us, over, or about anyone that I have ever prayed for, including their children, grandchildren, marriages, homes, cars, trucks, offices, properties, buildings, real estate, land, businesses, ministries, finances, and pets. I bind up the spirits operating behind those curses right now, and I thank you, Lord God, for the dispatch of your avenging angel to destroy, bind them up. According to Deuteronomy 37, and the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to destroy the words, thoughts, deeds, acts, and intents of any and all false prophecies that have been prophesied over me, us, or about me, us, or anyone that I have ever prayed for in the history of my ministry, including their children, grandchildren, marriages, homes, cars, trucks, offices, real estate, properties, buildings, businesses, ministries, finances. Lord God, I bind those spirits up. Go! Go! Behind those curtains. Go! Go! Lord Jesus, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, and with the help of the avenging angels, I ask you today to destroy the power, influence, acts, deeds of any hexes, vexes, witchcraft spells of enchantment, shamanism, sorcery, voodoo, hoodoo, satanic spells, incantations, chains, fetters, snares, traps, effects, side effects, or ritual effects from any ungodly darts, arrows, stings, claws, spears, and darkness. Go! The spirits operating behind those curses that have made or left any evil imprint, false memories, wrong mindset, trauma, shock, any unrighteous instruments of the enemy that have been utilized as tools in an attempt to penetrate me, us, any lies of the enemy, any false memories, imprints, impressions, wrong thoughts, and mindsets that is unloosed, evil, spirit, go! In the name of Jesus. Right now, I command those words to fall to the ground and die. Go! Right now, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are destroying them now, according to Deuteronomy 37. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee with persecuted thee. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to destroy any and all spirits operating behind any words, declarations, decrees, effects, side effects, influences that have been spoken and projected and trajected at me, at this ministry, at us, or over anyone, Father God, that I have prayed for ever. Go! Jesus is Lord. I break the power of any and all thought form, any and all, what they call them things, servitors. Go! In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus this morning, I declare and decree that I do not conform my will or my destiny to the lives of any human flesh. And I apply the blood of Jesus in accordance with his blood covenant, in accordance with Psalm 91, and your healing virtue and delivering virtue over me and us, into me and us, into our spirit, our soul, and into our physical body, into our minds, into our wills, emotions, desires, and into our egos and imaginations. I ask you, Lord, destroy any and all assignments, plans, or intent that Satan or any evil human spirit that are hiding, and they are really our spiritual enemies or physical enemies that have tried to set up walls of containment. I break those walls this morning. I break them off myself, off our children, off our grandchildren, off our marriages, off our homes, off our cars, off our offices, off our vehicles, off our properties, real estate, off our finances, off our businesses, off our ministries, and off our marriage. Go! Bound and in to the pit. Go! Take a breath here. Take a nice breath. Breathe. Breathe. Father God, your word says in Isaiah 43:18-19, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Jesus, your eyes saw our unformed body. All the days ordained for me and us were written in your book before one of them came to be. That's Psalm 139:16. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now, representing and speaking on behalf of my and our generational line, on behalf of the members of my church ministry, their families, and myself. I thank you for your promise that no weapon formed against me and us will prosper. And every tongue which has risen or rises against me and us in judgment, right now, in the name of Jesus, I condemn it. According to Deuteronomy 30:7, and the Lord will put all these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. Lord Jesus, I understand your promise that if we wrongly judge or condemn without a view of mercy, we will also be judged or condemned. Therefore, I ask you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, to examine my own heart so I may see and remember my judgments and any condemnation towards any other Christians or believers. Lord God, help me make a list of those I know I wounded, as well as those who were hurt or wounded that I was unaware of due to my mouth, my tongue, due to my criticism or condemnation. I want you to add on the bottom of that list any Christian believer you've ever set your mouth against, because you have heaped judgment. You have brought hidden curses on yourself. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help me find and remove all bitter thoughts and judgments, all hurtful proclamations, and every curse I've ever spoken, including all associated prayers not in line with your perfect will. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I repent for myself and for those of us who cursed and murdered members of the body of Christ with our words, by speaking vengeance, by speaking slander, by gossip, by ungodly judgment, including declarations of lack, declarations of zero prosperity, declarations of doom over other Christians, and especially against members of our own family. Lord Jesus, I also specifically repent for such judgments from our positions of leadership within your body, as pastors, teachers, apostles, prophets, and evangelists, justifying ourselves because of offense, jealousy, covetousness, differences in theology, and straight-up misunderstandings through ignorance. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will put all these curses upon enemies and on them that hate me, which persecuted you. Lord Jesus, we have sinned with our words and our thoughts. Thus, we have invoked curses and consequences over others as well as ourselves. Please forgive us, Father God. I confess that I and we, with most of these judgments, we have kept our list of offenses or dislikes. We have justified wrong responses with willful, stubborn rationalizations that were amplified by our own unhealed hurt, unresolved issues, and unmet needs. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I and we may not have been merciful, and I and we may have judged outwardly, not remembering the goodness you see in each and every one of our hearts, not remembering the goodness and how much you love each and every one of us. Even worse, those we judged were in Christ. So we have invoked curses and condemnation upon Jesus and his body. Lord God, because I'm also in Christ, I confess that as I and we have judged others, we have been judged. Help me this morning, Father. I repent for all this, and I ask your forgiveness. Forgive me. Forgive us. Forgive me and us for all the damage that we have caused to the family of God, especially to your leaders, their families, and followers, as well as our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord Jesus, I ask you this morning, bear these curses that we invoke, that I have invoked, whether knowingly or unknowingly, and remove them. Remove them from me and remove them from us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, cause your kingdom to come near. Have those avenging angels disconnect both those we have offended and us from all curses and the associated consequences of bitterness, unforgiveness, mistrust, strife, hate, jealousy, manipulation, and estrangement. I bind up all you spirits, and I command you to come out of hiding. Spirit of offense, consequences of bitterness, spirits in place because of the consequences of unforgiveness, mistrust, hatred, jealousy, manipulation, strife. Go! them out. Go! Cough them out. They're poison. They're poisoning your body. Go! Lord Jesus, disconnect us. Deliver us from their spiritual effects. As I partner with you this morning, to break all ungodly spiritual ties between the offended and ourselves. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I renounce. I ask you, I choose to be disconnected, delivered from all unhealthy associations, all codependency, and all ungodly alignments that have been made between individuals, family lines, ourselves, myself, with or without my knowledge. I bind up all those spirits. Go! You have no place in me. Father God, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, I release them into your hands. I want you to breathe here. Exhale. Exhale. And Father God, I ask your blessings over them and their family lines. Lord Jesus, please heal every wound. Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, let your light and cause your kingdom on earth to destroy every demonic spirit, influence, pressure, or power that may have been loosed unknowingly. Lord Jesus, please release to the offended and their family lines every blessing that has been hindered or stopped because of or due to someone's verbal sins and iniquities through ignorance. Help me this morning, Lord Jesus, to speak blessings over those in your body that have been cursed or injured through ignorant, ungodly words and actions. Lord Jesus, help me this morning. Avenging angels, avenge those curses. Reverse those curses over every name on that list of paper. In the name of Jesus, I bless and speak life to heal those wounds that we created by our mouths. Heal those wounds in their spirits, in their souls, in their bodies. And I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, restore us, restore them to godly unity. Do good as I pray for those individuals and their families. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I realize that you see every Christian curse. You see every Christian judgment. You see all the Christian condemnation that has been released toward me, toward us, toward our family line, toward our ministries, our businesses. But I ask you this morning, forgive those members of your body who invoked those curses and who spoke those murderous words upon me and us, including our psychic soulless realm prayers that have been prayed not in line with your will. Please forgive them for partnering with the devil, for partnering with evil thoughts that came to their mind, making them think that they were their thoughts, but they were the thoughts of Satan. Please forgive them for all vengeance, envy, jealousy, control, pride, and religious manipulation, as well as the subsequent sin that came through slander, gossip, and backbiting. Father God, in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I choose as an act of my own will to forgive and ask you to disconnect from me and us and my ministries and their life in Christ. Disconnect us from the resultant ungodly ties, ungodly connections, ungodly alignments, and all ungodly associations. Lord Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, heal and restore us from every evil weapon stabbed in our backs or hurting us in any spiritual realm or dimension. Heal and deliver our offenders from the effects of every weapon that came upon them for judging and cursing me and us. Breathe the breath of life into every dimension of our spirit, souls, and bodies. Deliver us from the spirits operating behind these curses that holds the hearts and causes them to be estranged from one another and from you. And it leaves us feeling like distant servants or orphans. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I realize that as long as these hidden curses are in effect, that we're being prevented from the realization of our true identities as beloved sons and daughters. We're being blocked from drinking from the river of life. Holy Spirit, please release now the fullness of the kingdom to restore us as beloved sons and daughters in Christ who abide with you in heaven, even as you do with us on earth. As an act of my will, Lord Jesus, I choose not to wrestle with flesh and blood. I choose to walk in love Do good. Please, Holy Spirit, recall each person. Recall each person that I need to speak out a blessing to. You know who you need to speak out a blessing to. Father God, in the name of Jesus, please restore us from all resulting separation and distance. Holy Spirit, place us in a place of abiding in Christ, in love, in unity. Lord Jesus, please restore all the offender's blessings, health, prosperity, gifting, calling, and relationships, and release them into their full destiny. Thank you. Thank you this morning for restoring me and us to our abiding role as your son or your daughter. Each and every one of us, as I partner with you, Holy Spirit, to break the spiritual effects of these curses that were invoked. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I take my authority in Jesus' name, seated next to you, declaring that the kingdom of heaven has come. Close. To dismantle, to break, to cast out, and annihilate every spirit behind every word of every curse that has been directed toward us, and every curse that we have ignorantly sent. And I thank you that no weapon formed against me, us, this ministry, or them will prosper. Judgment. Has begun. Lord, you see all these curses. And you know how evil has instigated and maintained them. Never wanting to point the finger at themselves. In the name of Jesus this morning, I destroy the power of every evil spirit or force that was empowered by ungodly words and actions spoken out of the mouth of a Christian believer. And I declare that the violent advancement of the kingdom of God is released to divide, conquer, and consume you. The kingdom of God has come near to you to bind, capture, silence, plunder, imprison, and bring judgment. It's your time to stand in judgment before King Jesus. Your greatest fear has now come upon you, and you are receiving his righteous justice and judgment. What you have stolen in every dimension, in every realm, will be paid back, multiplied. The avenging angels from our Father have been unloosed, and he's now repaying completely for what has been done to his children, his anointed, and Christ's body. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the demons that have been following. I come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, that any and all evil spirits that are following any of us, any this ministry, or any other ministry. I thank you that the avenging angels have been loosed. And as I bind these evil spiritual forces and destroy their power over me, us, and this ministry, and you, I bind you spirits up right now. You following demons, along with any intent you may have had of replacement. I destroy their work and assignment. I destroy any spiritual residue. And I command all attacks to cease and desist. And all demons behind the attacks to be destroyed by the power of God's own avenging angels and God's own Holy Spirit. I bind their intent, past, present, and future. And in the name of Jesus, I terminate permanently your assignment against me and us, our houses, cars, land, properties, vehicles, animals, children, grandchildren, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, workplaces. I bind up your remaining influence. Go! Go, every demon that follows. Father God, I break all airways curses and destroy the power of airways demons that monitor and view and track. Glory be to God. I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, quicken us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You took upon yourself every curse. Destroy every curse that's hovering over the airways in darkness currently. I destroy the spirit connecting, and I command you to disconnect. Stop! Right now, breathing and moving and destroying. In the name of Jesus, and by the power and authority of God's Holy Spirit, I command you, dissipate. Go. Go. Thank you, God. Thank you. Father God, fill every area that's been emptied out. Fill with skill, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, might, and power. Thank you for freedom. Thank you.
I came to tell you.
First baptisms here. Monica's whole family were baptized in the pool in our baptismal. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been changed from being in that water doing those baptisms. I am not the same. I'm not the same. You see, you can't work for God and remain the same. I was changed in my own baptismal pool. Yay! Yes! Yes! Come on in. Come on in.
Come on in.